And let's shift now to Denver, where city officials are preparing to close some of the shelters they created to handle that recent surge in the number of migrants arriving in Colorado's capital. We'll link you to our previous reporting at herenow.org. Colorado Public Radio's Kevin Beatty is here again. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Robin.
So these shelters at rec centers supposed to close, no firm deadline. So what more do we know about the decision?
Well, we know the city would love to return their rec centers to their normal business, but that's going to take time. They're working out deals to try and figure out like how they can still help people stay and as they're coming into the city and accommodate folks who want to work out. So, yeah, no timeline, no solid plan as far as we can tell right now. The city has been asking the Catholic Diocese for some help, and the diocese sent out a note a couple of days ago that said they still haven't reached a deal. They would be happy to help, but it won't be free. And, you know, there are a lot of city workers who've been pulled off their regular jobs to help with this effort. And the city would like to find a more sustainable way to keep helping people while they can resume, you know, all kinds of regular business.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Catholic Diocese. What are some of the other alternatives?
There are there's another church group that did shelter some folks last month. And from what I understand, they've been in talks about how they could reopen in a sustainable way. And the city said, you know, if all else fails, they could open up another rec center. They could open up another city building that's less public facing, something like that. It's pretty clear that the need to keep this open for a while will continue.
Okay. Well, you've been speaking to workers who've rushed to accommodate the migrants as they've arrived. Let's hear from Amelia Irayeta.
They're organized amongst themselves. And so we've seen a lot of people here who are telling us things like, oh, I texted my cousin, or I'm part of a WhatsApp group that told me to come here. And that's been interesting and informative for us to know, because it's giving us a sense of how the word is getting out that Denver seems to be the place that people are now coming.
Kevin, is that one of the concerns, that just because of how the city rushed to accommodate people, that may be sending a message that more should come?
I mean, I think city workers are really proud of the work that they've done. And, you know, in some ways, this is a validation of that work. But yeah, you know, people recognize that Denver is a soft place to land, and they will continue to come as a result.
Yeah. What are you hearing from the people who have come? You spoke to a man named Johnny. What did he tell you?
Yeah, so, you know, he described his journey from Venezuela on foot all the way to the U.S. southern border. He did not have money to pass through a lot of these spaces unscathed. And so he told us that he was forced to work for cartels along the way. And the things that he saw haunted him. A lot of sexual violence, a lot of physical violence, children dying. And yet there are so many people like him who were making that journey because they felt like it was worth it. You know, when he got to Denver, he was looking for any place to land. And, you know, he was one person that told us that he was not interested in staying very long. He had left his family behind in Colombia. But, you know, there are other folks that we've spoken to who are hoping to get asylum or ask for asylum here. And, you know, even though their chances at that are fairly slim, you know, taking that journey was still, you know, worth a shot.
Well, meantime, your governor there, Governor Jared Polis, and the state of Colorado have been sending some of the migrants that we're talking about to other cities, Chicago, New York. Those mayors have written a letter saying, please stop doing this. But officials in Colorado have said, look, we understand your concerns. They want the federal government to get more involved. The Biden administration has. Now it's restricting who can apply for asylum. But tell us more about what's happening with migrants leaving on buses.
Well, I mean, it's important to recognize that a lot of people who are landing in Denver are headed somewhere else. And so when they get to these emergency shelters at rec centers, there's a desk with people who are helping folks book bus and sometimes plane tickets. And they'll go to this desk and they'll say, hey, I'm trying to get to New York City or Toledo or Fresno to reunite with family or friends. Can you help me get there? And the city staff has been doing that individually on commercial buses like Greyhounds. There was a backup of these trips during a bunch of winter storms a couple of weeks ago, and that was one reason why capacity in these shelters reached breaking points. So the governor stepped in, said, you know what, we're going to help you charter some buses to get a whole bunch of people out to where they want to go, and that's what they did. You know, the criticism from Mayors Adams and Lightfoot in New York and Chicago were basically that we do not have the capacity to handle these folks either. And mm-hmm. what the governor's response was that we will not stop people from going where they want to go. They're not They should not be forced to stay here. And, you know, if folks have somewhere else they want to be, we will help them do that. But, you know, it's very, very complicated. And some of that intention, I think, was lost in the national discussion.
Well, thank you for clarifying. That's Colorado Public Radio reporter Kevin Beatty. Thanks so much. We'll stay in touch with you.
Thanks very much.